All right, as you're heading back to your seats, as you've kind of worked in that way, invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time. Kids.
Kids, kid time. Come on up. I think I can do this holding the microphone, but look, I brought a, what is this? A fishing net? It is pretty big. Do you think that this, you're my face. Look at that. How many fish do you think we could catch with this? Do you think this is a real fishing net or just a Hobby Lobby fishing net that you're supposed to hang on your wall? Maybe a Hobby Lobby one. Do you think a real fishing net would look different? Like how? Thicker, right? Probably thicker, heavier rope. And I mean, you know, it gets tangled up. Thank you, Mike. You can sit down now. Thank you for your help. But yeah, like, can you imagine a huge, heavy fishing net and like the disciples, like, trying to fish with it, and how heavy and how much work that was. What's that? Like a rope. It's like a rope, but it'd be like a ton. I don't really know how big a fishing net is, but it seems like it would have been a lot of work. Well, when Jesus first started choosing his disciples, his followers, he asked Peter, James, and John if he could get on their boat and go with them. And they weren't having much luck fishing, but he said, throw that net over the side of the boat again and see if you catch any fish. And they caught tons of fish, which was a miracle, right? Like, they had been fishing and couldn't catch any. And then Jesus gets on the boat, and then they catch a ton of fish. So there were so many. And then right after that, Jesus asked them to follow him, say, follow me, be my disciple, right? So there were three amazing gifts that happened that day. Can you name them? Let's play Name That Gift. What were three gifts that happened that day? Kind of miracles, too, actually. The first gift was that Jesus, what? Got on the boat with them in the first place, right? It's like, whoa, Jesus is getting on my boat? Wow, can you imagine? They didn't really know who Jesus was at the time, but then after the miracle happened, what was that second gift that Jesus gave them? The fish. Thank you, Brayden. Second gift was the fish. Gave them tons of fish, and that's where it was kind of like a miracle too, right? And then what was the third gift that Jesus gave them that day? Asked him to follow him, right? To be their disciple. So for us, how does that apply to us? It's like we have this opportunity. Jesus loves us so much. He asks us every day to follow him, and we have that opportunity, and that is such a great gift. So we want to remember that's a gift, and because of your participation in this little game, I have a way to follow him, opportunity, a gift. So we have a gift. Your participation. Back to the class. Ha ha ha. See how that works? Okay, let's pray. All right, eyes closed, hands together. Dear God, thank you for your amazing gifts, for loving me, for giving me so much, and for wanting me to follow you. Help us to spread your message and invite others to follow you too. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good job, everybody. Okay, let's line up. And Miss Amy's going to the back, and I will meet you back there as well.